Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story at 3:03. Officials in Orange County are investigating the placement of unofficial ballot drop boxes in at least two cities. And the state Republican Party admits owning those boxes.
After getting word about the boxes over the weekend, District Attorney Todd Spitzer said his office is looking into it to give voters and the public the confidence to know that their vote will be protected.
And to protect the sanctity of the vote, to ensure that the public has confidence that when the results of the election are announced, we will know that the election was held properly.
A spokesperson for the California Republican Party confirmed to KNX that the state party purchased the boxes, adding that anger from Democrats is overblown when state law allows organizations, volunteers, or campaign workers to collect completed ballots and drop them off at polling places or election offices. Orange County Registrar of Voters Neil Kelly says while voters can assign someone to collect their ballot,
the concern is an unattended ballot drop box, which people are just putting ballots into. That's not allowed. It's pretty clear.
Other unofficial ballot boxes also popped up in Fresno and Los Angeles counties. Voters can find official drop-off locations by visiting their county election websites or that of the Secretary of State, Margaret Carrero. KNX 1070 News Radio.
Democrats enjoy a huge advantage in California at the state capitol. Now they have a chance to pick up even more seats in the Senate.
Meaning things could get even worse for the Republicans come Election Day. After all, they're barely clinging to 11 of the 40 total seats in the state Senate in the first place. And there are four seats in particular in jeopardy. Republican consultant Rob Stutzman says Democrats are making a lot of headway in the Southern California suburbs, and he believes it's possible that the Republicans could lose all four races.
So there's some demographic changes that are taking place. New voters that are registering, especially younger ones, typically are not Republican.
So they're not picking up the new voters and they're losing some of the disgruntled ones.
The Republican Party with President Trump in the White House is just hemorrhaging college-educated suburbanites.
Still, he doesn't think all is lost. He believes the Republicans could actually benefit if the Democrats think the election is in the bag and more of them decide to just sit this one out. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
As a result of the coronavirus pandemic, the cultural and business face of L.A. is changing dramatically. And one city leader is thinking that it will take both federal intervention and a change in the commercial real estate market for businesses to stay afloat.
Businesses that have been here for decades, or in the case of Musso and Frank's restaurant, 100 years plus, are barely hanging on. Councilman Mitchell Farrell is distressed by the closings and says part of the reasons the closings will continue at an accelerated pace is the failure to adapt to changing consumer demands that were displayed prior to the pandemic.
They're not set up for takeout, delivery, nor sidewalk dining.
Some businesses do have an ace in the hole.
The good thing about Musso and Frank is that they own the property they're in. However, other institutions don't have that luxury, and so we're going to lose them. Many of them.
O'Farrell believes not only is a second federal stimulus needed, but there needs to be a change in how banks and commercial real estate owners operate. More storefronts need to be rented, possibly at reduced rates for a period, to allow new businesses the opportunity to get a foothold and older businesses to stay open as they change their marketing and operational standards. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Orange County seeing another positive sign to get one step closer to the less restrictive tier in the state's COVID-19 monitoring system. They'd be going to Orange. OC health officials reporting nearly 120 additional residents have contracted the virus. Number encouraging because county officials believe keeping the number of daily infections below 130 is going to help them qualify for the Orange tier. Weekly number of deaths continue to drop. Today, health department reporting no new deaths.
As coronavirus cases surge in other parts of the U.S. and the world, California cases are basically stable.
Governor Gavin Newsom said during his briefing the number of new COVID-19 cases yesterday was nearly 3,450. That's slightly higher than the seven-day average of just more than 3,300.
Based on the 127,000 average daily tests over the last 7 days, it's dropped to 2.6%. That's a 14-day positivity rate.
Newsom said hospitalizations have decreased by 8%, which is slower than in weeks past. And he said an average of 69 Californians are still dying from the virus each day.
A sober reminder of how stubborn this disease is and how prevalent and widespread this disease still remains here.
Newsom also said they're working with other states to exchange information on what is working to keep cases down and what is not. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The state's turning up the volume on the contact tracing program. Now has 11,000 people working with people who've tested positive, locating those they might have come into contact with. The Health and Human Services Secretary, Mark Galley, says a key improvement is the speed, the scale at which this is getting done.
The addition of quick testing with quick turnaround time, that 24 to 48 hours, plus information in the hands of local health jurisdictions and the staffing sufficient to reach all of those positives, gives us a better chance of making sure somebody who is positive doesn't transmit to others.
Governor Newsom says California testing an average of 125,000 people for the virus per day, 169,000 tests done this past Saturday alone.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.